Well, if it's Sunday morning, it has to be supernatural, especially when you're in the midst of a series on the supernatural, kicked off last week, and this is what we opened with, I believe.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high.
So, in the series of being, thinking, and acting supernatural, today we want to be talking about the doorway into the supernatural. And if you saw the post on the fan page, group page this week, you would have seen me write something like, if you want to act supernatural, you have to think supernatural. And if you want to think supernatural, you have to be supernatural. You might think it's back to front, but if we want to end up acting supernatural, we're going to have to think. Let me say that one more time. Did you get it? I'm not sure. Say it with me. If you want to act supernatural, you have to think supernatural. And if you want to think supernatural, you have to be supernatural. Well, I wish we could get going straight into it as we begin our being, but before I get going, there's an issue that we need to deal with that as leaders we've wrestled with all week, and I thought this was the best place to deal with it. On Sunday morning last week, after the morning was finished, at about 10:45 or so, we had wanted to just take that offering box and just deal with it and put it in the offering downstairs. And many of you had come prepared to give an offering. You had taken money out of what God had given to you. And we noticed that the whole amount had gone. It was like 300 Rand or something. And we were devastated that someone would put their fingers into the Lord's money. And I mean, many of you had given sacrificially, right? And it was about, I think on Thursday afternoon, I had a call, and I just want Seaport to come and join me if he can come stand with me. He called me on Thursday to say, Mark, the whole week, like, my conscience has been wrecked, and I'm sorry. And I said, well, like, no problem. You know, if you want to just come stand here, just bring the money back, dude. And he said, well, it's kind of like in airtime. It's kind of in, like, sweets. And he bought the new Black Eyed Pea album. And We were just not sure what to do. So, I mean, were you genuinely sorry this week? I mean, there was, and I heard that in him. And here's what I want you to do. I just want you to turn to someone next to you, because we don't know what to do as leaders, right? Once you decide what the appropriate response to Sipo should be, what sort of punishment, just chat to someone next to you. I'll give some of you a chance. Sorry to embarrass you in front of everyone, Boo, but it's the only way I can think of doing this. What do we do to Sipo, okay? And we want a couple of ideas. Any idea yet? Anyone? Yes, Caitlin.
We discussed it and we thought, this is embarrassing enough. He owned up to it at least, and he's standing here in front of everybody, and people know that he did it, so I think that's enough. And he did own up to it, so.
Someone else? Vincent, come forward.
I'm all for the forgiveness part and all, but shouldn't he, like, doesn't the Bible, like, say something about if you take something, you'll have to pay back sevenfold?
2,100 Rand. Anyone else?
I think you should just forgive him, because, like, I'm sure everyone in this auditorium, I guess, has stolen in their lives before, and we have. And I'm sure if we were in his shoes, we would want to be forgiven as well.
What I think, it just reminds me of the Bible. When the woman committed adultery, and when they were about to stone her to death, and then Jesus asked, if you know you haven't done something more worse than this, raise your hand up. Well, I think all of us here, we've all done something which is even more severe than what he has done. So I just think we just forgive him.
One more. Thank you very much. Tabang.
I think, like, in my side, I want to say, Sipho, you're wrong, you know. And the first time, like, I know you need some that money from in your heart. So, Sipho, I need to say for you, apologize for all in hand people in the church. That's what I'm going to say for you.
Thanks, Tabang. Emte, you want to say something? It sounds like Emte has come to me with some money and said he would like to pay his debt. And so what I want to say to you is that the debt has been paid in full. This matter will never be brought to light again. You'll never be reminded of it. There's a thing called double jeopardy, where if you've been sentenced for a crime, you can never, if someone else has been sentenced for it, you're free. So do we forgive him? Forgive him in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. You can go sit down. It's all done and dealt with. And so someone did something wrong. They needed to make it right. That is important, isn't it? Justice is important. This was your money, okay? Third, they were unable to make it right. He had no money. Just so you know, he knew this wasn't real. For those of you who think it's real and he's gone to cry, it wasn't. So he was unable to make it right, okay? Nothing, he didn't have the money to pay it back. Someone paid the price. Let me get this back to Imta before I take it home for the week. And so when Sipho recovers, you can't hold it against him, because the whole price has been paid, it's done. So don't be mean to him. You don't have to let him beat you at pool, he'll beat you anyway, okay? Right, Andrew, if you could, Imta, you can do the lights over there. Found a great song that was written by some boys from Hillcrest, Tree 63, which captures the kind of God that we serve. To hear those words, I love you perfectly, I hung my love upon a tree. I don't care what you've done, inside you I see my son. There's no more that you could do, I've done everything for you. When there's no more that you can do, you can't pay it, there's nothing you can do, it's done. God says, hey, you don't need to do anything more. And I want to say one thing this morning in the time we've got, and I'm going to say it in about six different ways, and you're going to hear this phrase over and over, over again. God loves me perfectly. Say it with me. God loves me perfectly. God loves me perfectly. What is the name of that new Black Eyed Peas song? If someone can, like, remember it, the one that was launched. Anyone? Show of hands. Don't shout it out. You might give it away to someone else. Vincent, come here. What is the name of the new song, bro? For a prize. Huge prize. Come up here, bro. Well, congratulations. It is from the new album, Meet Me Halfway. Do you think you deserved that? I think that was really great. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to, out of the kindness of my heart, give away a few more. I think I've got about 70 for you, so can we just send this around? Huh? Come here.
No, this is like totally unfair.
Wow.
Because they didn't do anything. They just sat there.
But hold on now. It's fair because I gave you one.
Yeah, but I did something. They just sat there. Okay, fine. Maybe those who put their hands up can get, but still.
Thanks so much. I want to suggest that there's a story Jesus told while you get in your sucker that resonates with what I set Vincent up to say this morning. A certain man went out and he hired people at 6 o'clock in the morning to work in his vineyard. Okay, so if you can listen up while you're enjoying your sucker, that's great. So he hires workers at 6 o'clock, right? He says, I'll pay you a full day's wage. 200 rand. He goes out at 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and chayla time is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he gathers all the laborers together, and he pays them each how much? 200 rand each. The guys like Vincent, who felt that they had earned it legitimately, the 200, came to the master and said, hold on, sir, those men didn't work the whole day. They just worked for 2 hours, from 3 to 5. You've paid them 200 rand. And those guys that worked maybe 4 hours, they got 200. We were here through the heat of the sun, the whole hot day, and you paid us only 2. The master looked at them and said, didn't I pay what I agreed to pay you? And just like Vincent had to say, yeah, they did. I got my sucker. But they didn't deserve it. And the master of the house said, are you judging me for being generous? And there's a picture of what God is like in that. That God gives us out of his generosity and his grace. He doesn't give us what we deserve. And the statement is, God loves me perfectly. Let's say it together. God loves me perfectly. I thought that was a really cool picture of that baby child, don't you? I want you to think, and there's little Riachi at the back, Boipelo and Tobogo, some new leaders that are going to be working with us in the house. Welcome to you both. You got the most beautiful little girl. When she was born, they just loved her. She didn't have to perform. She didn't come out breakboxing or beatboxing or rapping out of the womb. She just slid out of the womb, cried, and they loved her with a perfect, untouchable love. Gwen, does she love Zuma? No, not Jacob. Zuma, her little baby. I don't know if you knew that. When he was a baby and when he got a bit bigger like there. What about Christina? Did she love Max just for what she saw, or that maybe he would be a singer? No, she absolutely adored the little guy. Now, that's easy to love. Anyone would say that. For Awati or for anyone, I guess. There's a love in parents to their children that's got nothing to do with who you are. Am I right? You know, parents don't think, if you get a degree and you bring in money, then we might love you. Does this remind you a little bit about God? When he looks on us with grace and favor and mercy and absolutely loves us on the day that we give our lives to Christ. What kind of a God does love like this? Well, the God on the left, on your left, is Pocket God. Anyone heard about the new iPhone application? Well, you're about to see it. And on the other side, I'm going to introduce you to Bible God, okay? So let's do Pocket God first. Here we go. Pocket God. I'm sure many of you will be playing that really soon. Dealing bad with the islanders. Needless to say, there's a bit of an outcry here and there on the internet about the new application for my phone. Is your God like that? Does your God just randomly shake the world and just mess with you and poke you and send lightning on you and harm you and hurt you? And I guess you can feed the islanders, but it seems like everyone's doing the negative stuff. The Bible God, if I can call him that, says things like, I love the world so much that I sent my one and only Son to die for you, that if you believe in him, you will have everlasting life. This same God says, when you do wrong, when you rebel, when you sin against me, you earn wages. It's like you've worked a day, and hey, here's the 100 rand that you earned. And God says, instead of giving you the judgment and the justice you deserve, I'm going to come and I'm going to give you a free gift of eternal life. For it is by grace that you've been saved, not by works. It's not anything that we've done. We couldn't do anything. It is the gift of God, the free gift. And no one can boast. None of us can say, I deserve God's love. Romans 5 says that our friendship with God was restored by the death of his Son while we were still his enemies. I don't know about you. If I've got an enemy, I'm not sure I'm going to want to give him suckers and sweets and love. And I want to put the police on him. And even this morning, I heard not one comment about crucify him. I don't know if you heard that this morning. You know, crucify him. Justice, but grace, mercy, pocket God. Here's the phrase, say it with me. God loves me perfectly. One more time. God loves me perfectly. There's a new book out by U2's frontman Bono. Anyone not know Bono? Anyone not know the campaigner for eradicating poverty on the earth? And here's what he said. The thing that keeps me on my knees is the difference between karma and grace. Karma is what you put out comes back to you. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, or every action is met by an equal or opposite one. Karma is at the very heart of the universe, and yet along comes this idea called grace to upend all of that. As you reap, you will sow stuff. Grace defies reason and logic. Love interrupts the consequences of your actions. And Bono says, I'm holding out for grace. I'm holding out that Jesus took my sins onto the cross because I know who I am, and I hope I don't have to depend on my own religiosity. The fact that he's saying that I could never be right in my own, even if I save every poor person on the earth, I could never earn salvation. Here's a song that he released just recently called Grace. Grace finds beauty in everything. Grace makes beauty out of everything. No matter how much we feel like we don't deserve it, God has promised to come and to replace. It's this divine exchange. I grew up with a book exchange. You would take your comic in and your book, and you would get credits for it, and then you would exchange it for something else, and it was like one for one. And you sometimes would have to take two comics to get one. So it wasn't exactly a fair swap. They obviously were not a non-profit organization. When I come to God with what I've got, it's pretty dismal and dingy and messed up, and God comes with this exchange that's like, I bring in this little comic, and he gives me a first edition release. Fantastic Four comic. First edition, never opened, you know, in a sealed packet. And I'm like, God, you made a mistake. This is the exchange, isn't it? And God says, that's how I deal. That's how I do it. Say it with me. God loves me perfectly. God loves me perfectly. He loves me perfectly. You remember the Luke 15, the parable of the prodigal son. We're going to watch this video one more time in case you weren't here. A son who runs away from his father. I remember when my sister had run away for 3 months and we didn't know where she was. My dad and I spent every single night in Point Road in Durban looking desperately, handing out pictures. Have you seen Jenny? Have you seen Jenny? And no one had. And I remember when that phone call came, and it was her on the other side of the line saying, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry, I want to come home. And I remember embracing her at the airport and just hugging her like, big sis, you're home. And like, where were you? And, hey, Mark, I got messed up. I was with the wrong crowd and in the wrong crew, and it's so good to be home. There was no thought of, like, anger or hate or, can you imagine, God, if that father can wait 2 years and run out to embrace that son? Can you imagine, Father God, say it with me, God loves me perfectly. God loves me perfectly. I'm going to listen to a sermon this morning. The preacher in the house is not Lennon.
who was here Friday night, but it's Lecrae. It's short, but it should leave an impact in our hearts.
We're enemies of God. The Bible says we're enemies. If you're not living for Christ, if you're not a Christian by the standard of knowing Him and having Him as Savior, you're God's enemy. If you're not living for Him, you're against Him. You hate Him. And you know what? The Bible says there's enmity between us. That means God ain't cool with you either. Y'all got beef. You got beef. And you ain't tough enough to fight God. So Tadashi already said there will come a day you will face judgment. You will stand before this holy, righteous God. And y'all gonna have to square off. Stand up for me real quick, T. Stand up real quick. Y'all gonna have to square off. You and God. Yo, man, you know what I'm saying? I did the best I could do. I did all I could do, you know what I'm saying? Like, can I get in? I'm just trying to be down with you, man. I didn't know you was this big and this holy and this just and right and perfect and stuff. And I'm sorry, I was living for me. Can I get in? And you know what he gonna say? Away from me. I don't know you. 2 Thessalonians says in chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, it says that we'll be punished eternally for our rebellion. You don't just, it's not like telling off your mother. This is God, the creator. You don't just tell him you want to do what you want to do. Adam and Eve just ate some fruit and God said, you're out. You don't just sin against the holy, perfect creator of the universe and don't believe there's consequences. You don't just go outside and stab somebody and expect the law to say, well, if you promise not to do it again. And in the same way, you don't do that to God. God is perfect and he's just and he will have to thrash you. So now, these are the raw facts. What are we going to do about it? What can we do about it? I'm going to tell you what we can do. Absolutely nothing. We don't have what it takes. We can't pay the penalty. We can't give God excuses. I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. No. You need to pay the price. Well, what's the price, God? Death. Death. But see, God knew we were going to mess up. He already knew this was going to happen. He wasn't like, oh man, I didn't plan on this. They all sinned against me. They rebelled. What am I going to do? He already knew it was going to happen. When he created man, he looked at Jesus like, you know they're going to sin, right? I know. And I mean, they can't pay for their own sin. I know. Somebody's going to have to pay for it in order for them to have a relationship with me. Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, now wait a minute. I'm going to thrash you. Yeah, I mean, your skin is going to get ripped off your body. Yeah, I'm going to string you. I'm going to have you strung up on a cross and beat down, bleeding. I know. And I'm going to turn my back on you. And I'll turn my back on you like I should turn my back on them. And Jesus says, so be it. Why? Because of his love for you. Because of his love, he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And if you would trust in Jesus, you would not have to get smashed. You could have everlasting life.
You see, there's a justice element that we can't get away. There is just feelings. You heard Vincent in our role play earlier saying justice must be served. But Christ came and dealt with the just side of things, enabled us to just be made right with God. Again, there's nothing that you and I can do, nothing at all. And so the way into the supernatural, into acting supernatural, is through grace. And if you haven't received it, this morning God is saying, hey, my free gift of salvation is here. And as we close this morning, before Imta comes and does a song, I want you to stand with me this morning. All of you, let's stand. It's been a long time sitting. And I want to lead us in a word of prayer this morning. And this morning, if you haven't actually at some point said, God, I want this exchange to happen. What you've done, I want to receive it. I want to invite you right where you're standing to reach out to God. And it might just be kind of like as I start praying and I'm going to just reaching out your hand. And I'm going to pray that God would come and give you this exchange, give you this gift of eternal life. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for your grace, your mercy, your love. Thank you that you love us perfectly, that you hung your love upon a tree. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for us. And now, many of us, Lord, haven't had the chance to reach out and to grab it, to receive what you've done and made real for us. This morning, if you've never done that, I want you not reach out to me, but to reach out to God somehow in your heart or even just raising your hands. And I want you to say these words after me this morning. And so if you're saying, hey, I haven't received grace from Father, I want to do it now. Say these words after me in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I need your grace. I cannot earn your salvation. I ask you to come and rescue me. Forgive me for living so far from you. Thank you for giving your life for me, for dying on the cross to pay for all my sins. And I ask you to come into my life as my Savior and my Lord. I surrender control of my life to you, and I receive your free gift of eternal life. Father God, you've heard every cry that's gone up this morning, every cry from the bottom of our hearts, wanting this exchange to happen. And thank you, God, in that moment of asking, you've seen us, you've come, and you've exchanged life for death. You've translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of life. And we just thank you for that. Thank you that you gave us your love, that you hang it on a cross for us. Thank you that there's nothing we need to do except receive your free gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just listen to that song one more time this morning as we close.
I hung my love upon a tree. The freedom is for free. What will it take to make you see? Imperfectly made, imperfect in every way. You have been saved. I don't care what you've done inside.
If that was the first time that you responded with that prayer this morning, CK has a pile of encounter books at the back. Please, before you go, why don't you grab one from her, and we'll be sure to follow up with you. Thanks, Mtam.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are good. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what we do, you are always with us. No matter what we say, Lord God, you will always love us. We give you praise, we give you worship this morning.